Hello, this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast. Broadcasting to the whole world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent. And certainly, as I always say, this broadcast is important for all people because every heritage, every race, every nation, every faith has the right to preserve their way of life and their freedom and their individual rights and traditions. Today I have a special broadcast. This morning at my home here in Mandeville, Louisiana, I learned that the Czech government had dropped all charges against me for so-called Holocaust denial or the supporting of so-called anti-democratic movements. Here's a statement I issued this morning that went to the Czech Republic and indeed goes throughout the world. As an American who has long admired the Czech people and the courageous fight, historical fight, against Bolshevik occupation, murder, and repression, I was shocked to be arrested last April, Soviet style. In an effort to keep the Czech people from hearing my political opinions, I was taken out before having the right to speech and express myself to the Czech people, and handcuffed, grabbed, and thrown in prison. My exoneration today shows that there are still men in the Czech Republic who are worthy of their Czech history of fighting for freedom. I am thankful to the Czech people and the Czech government under its honorable president, President Klaus, for the admission that I had not broken any laws on so-called Holocaust denial. Far from supporting movements opposed to human rights, I am a staunch advocate of human rights, and not the least of these rights are the human rights of free speech, free conscience, and free expression. Although I take no specific position on the tragedy called the Holocaust, and although I did not come to the Czech Republic to lecture on that issue, I do believe that it is a human rights outrage that academics in some places in Europe have been imprisoned and prosecuted for simply researching and questioning some aspects of the Holocaust or other historical aspects of the Second World War. Millions more Europeans were murdered by Bolshevism. There's no argument about that fact historically. So why is 99% of media attention on Jewish losses in the Second World War, while we hear almost nothing about the tens of millions of Christian victims, including hundreds of thousands of victims of the Czech people? Thousands of movies, plays, documentaries are shown about the Holocaust, but zero about the Holodomor, that's the Ukrainian genocide, for instance. Am I wrong to think that the media and political agents of Zionist Israel need Holocaust mania to keep attention off Israel's terror, expulsion, torture, murder, and theft against the Palestinian people? To keep us eagerly fighting Zionist wars, such as not only support for Israel, but also going into Iraq and Afghanistan, two wars fought on the behest of Israel, not America. And now we are threatened by an incredible war, a catastrophic war against Iran. Today, a multimedia Holocaust is used as a weapon of mass destruction against the Palestinians, the Iraqis, the Syrians, and the Iranians, anyone who's an enemy of the Zionist Jewish supremacist state of Israel. And in part, we're a victim of this weapon too, because tens of thousands of Americans have been wounded or maimed, and it's cost us a national treasure in money to fight these wars for Israel. Israel, a nation that actually attacked America with terrorist attacks in the Levant Affair and the attack on the Liberty. How can European leaders condemn the jailing of dissidents in China or Tibet or Iran and yet continue to seek the imprisonment of even elderly men and women for simply researching or expressing opinions about long past historical events. Why is this the only historical event where no research is permitted, where no dissenting opinions are allowed without criminalizing them? I think it is the European criminals who imprison people for their opinions, who are the ones that should be prosecuted for human rights violations. Think about it. Express an opinion about an historical event, go to jail. But put people in prison for simply expressing a political or historical opinion, no outrage, no protest, no problem. It is a scandal that researchers and historians such as David Irving have been imprisoned for their opinions. It's a scandal that Jürgen Graf was prosecuted in Switzerland, that Ernst Wendel sits in prison today in Germany. I urge the Czech government to completely reject political repression reminiscent of the Soviet occupation and to free nonviolent political activists who have been recently jailed for politically incorrect opinions. Even musicians and artists are facing imprisonment in the Czech Republic and elsewhere in Europe for expressing the wrong opinions, even the wrong lyrics in their songs. And that's pretty amazing when you think about the incredibly raunchy lyrics that are so popular in music today that you see every day on MTV. You get the wrong political opinion, you go to jail. You talk about any other sort of depravity imaginable to mankind, and you get music awards. Men and women in the Czech Republic have tried to defend the Czech people from the encroaching loss of freedom from the EU bureaucrats, and they warn of the great dangers ahead from massive non-European immigration. And they've been imprisoned in a repression worthy of Soviet occupation. Not a free Czech Republic and a free Czech people. I also want to state that I commend the courageous stand of President Klaus against the EU. The EU totalitarian Treaty of Lisbon, which will take away the rights of the individual member states of Europe to determine their own affairs and their own rights. His defense of the rights of the Czech people are commendable, and I urge him to defend the human rights of all political dissidents in the Czech Republic. President Klaus, I urge you to set these Czech dissidents free. Finally, I must once more state that I'm very, very aware why I was prosecuted in the Czech Republic. My arrest was not the will of the Czech people. For real Czechs believe in freedom of speech. It was powerful Zionists who threatened and caused the cancellation of my lecture at Charles University. And it was they who behind the scenes and in the press agitated for my arrest and the suppression of any speech critical of Jewish extremism and the state of Israel. We hear a lot about Muslim extremism and Christian fanaticism or extremism. Why don't we hear about the dangers of Jewish extremism, dangers that have led us to incredible, deadly, and costly wars in the Mideast? The Jewish extremists acted against me for one reason. They don't want anyone, especially a formerly elected American political personage, to expose the Jewish extremists in media, politics, and international finance. Financial powers that affect the whole world, such as that of the most powerful financial firm in the world, Goldman Sachs, that has a death grip on the American government, and the organization, the company, that gave the largest corporate contributions to Barack Obama. These Jewish extremists have led America and Europe to economic disaster at home, and they lead the world to war and conflict in the Middle East. Now they are seeking a new, insane war against Iran, a war that will have catastrophic and horrific consequences for Europe, America, Iran, and the world. The powerful Jewish extremists in politics and media could simply not afford an American to speak out frankly on these issues in the Czech Republic. And that is what was behind my arrest and silencing in Prague. To my many friends in the Czech Republic, I urge you to act honorably, legally, nonviolently, and with a spirit of Christian kindness and fairness. I urge you to take the political road, as patriotic movements are growing all over America, Europe, and the world. You will find eventual victory. To the Czech government, I beseech you to not repress political activism and freedom and thus actually drive people in a feeling of helplessness to violence and intemperance. In the spirit of the great Czech hero Jan Hus, I urge President Klaus and the Czech people to defend your wonderful tradition of fighting for freedom, to do so in a spirit of love and honor. God bless the people of the Czech Republic. And this has been former member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana, United States of America, David Duke, spoken from my home in Mandeville on September 29, 2009.